2019年，广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试，英语听力测试。现在是试听时间。
What's your hobby, Betty?
I like collecting articles from magazines.
That sounds interesting. When did you start to collect them?
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, you have been collecting them for 7 years.
Yes. Now I have about 1,000 articles. Then what's your hobby, Mike?
I like collecting toy cars.
Really? Could I have a look at them?
Certainly. I'll show you some tomorrow. What's your hobby, Betty?
I like collecting articles from magazines.
That sounds interesting. When did you start to collect them?
When I was 10 years old.
Oh, you have been collecting them for 7 years.
Yes. Now I have about 1,000 articles. Then what's your hobby, Mike?
I like collecting toy cars.
Really? Could I have a look at them?
Certainly. I'll show you some tomorrow.
到此结束。2019年，广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试，英语听力测试，现在开始。一，听句子，选图片，你将听到五个句子。请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑。每个句子读一遍。
1. Look. The little cat is under the chair. Two. The family are having a picnic happily. Three. Eating more vegetables is good for your health. Four. Her friend sent a gift for her birthday. Five. What are you going to do on National Day?
R. 听句子。选答语，你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑。每个句子读两遍。
Six. Could I borrow your ruler?
6. Could I borrow your ruler?
7. Let's go to the library.
7. Let's go to the library.
8. How often do you do exercise?
8. How often do you do exercise?
Nine. Which would you like better, coffee or tea?
Nine. Which would you like better, coffee or tea?
Ten. We are going to have a football match.
10. We are going to have a football match.
3. 听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话。请根据对话内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Tom, it's 7:30. If you don't hurry, you'll be late for school.
Okay.Mom, I am ready to go. Bye.
Wait. It takes half an hour to walk to school. How about riding my bike?
Good idea. It only takes 15 minutes by bike.
Take the raincoat. It might rain today.
Thank you, Mom. See you.
Be careful. Bye.Tom, it's 7:30. If you don't hurry, you'll be late for school.
Okay, Mom. I am ready to go. Bye.
Wait. It takes half an hour to walk to school. How about riding my bike?
Good idea. It only takes 15 minutes by bike.
Take the raincoat. It might rain today.
Thank you, Mom.See you.
Be careful. Bye.
请听第二段对话，回答第14至16小题。
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a sweater for my daughter.
Okay. What about this one?
Sorry, she doesn't like blue. Have you got any other colors?
Sure. We have also got green and orange.
She likes orange best. May I have a look at it?
Of course. Here you are.
Wow. It looks nice. But...It's $90. That's too much.
Wait a minute. Today everything is half price.
Great! I will take it.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a sweater for my daughter.
Okay. What about this one?
Sorry.She doesn't like blue. Have you got any other colors?
Sure. We have also got green and orange.
She likes orange best. May I have a look at it?
Of course. Here you are.
Wow. It looks nice. But it's $90. That's too much.
Wait a minute. Today everything is half price.
Great! I will take it.
请听第三段对话，回答第17至20小题。
Hello, Peter. Have you seen David?
Yes, I stayed with him just now. But he has gone to the lab. Why?
I'm doing a school project with him. It's about making model planes. We are the members of the group.
David has told me something about that. I wonder how many people there are in your group.
8 people. Would you like to join us?
I'd love to, but I am busy training for the basketball match with other boys.
Okay. Talk about it later. See you.
See you tomorrow in the classroom.
Hello, Peter. Have you seen David?
Yes, I stayed with him just now. But he has gone to the lab. Why?
I'm doing a school project with him. It's about making model planes. We are the members of the group.
David has told me something about that. I wonder how many people there are in your group.
8 people. Would you like to join us?
I'd love to, but I am busy training for the basketball match with other boys.
Okay. Talk about it later. See you.
See you tomorrow in the classroom.
听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑。短文读两遍。
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Our bus will arrive at the lake park in a few minutes. You can feel the cool air coming from the lake. This is the favorite place for tourists in summer, especially on a hot summer afternoon, like today. But swimming is not allowed here. This lake is a great wonder of nature. People began to build houses around the lake 100 years ago. So, in this park, the most special thing is that you can see houses of all shapes and colors. School teachers like to bring children here, and they just love them. What's more, in autumn and winter, this park is the best place for bird watching. Now our bus is going around the lake. You can enjoy yourselves. Here we are. Please get off and watch your step. Remember to return to the bus in 20 minutes. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Our bus will arrive at the lake park in a few minutes. You can feel the cool air coming from the lake. This is the favorite place for tourists in summer, especially on a hot summer afternoon, like today. But swimming is not allowed here. This lake is a great wonder of nature. People began to build houses around the lake 100 years ago. So, in this park, the most special thing is that you can see houses of all shapes and colors. School teachers like to bring children here, and they just love them. What's more, in autumn and winter, this park is the best place for bird watching. Now our bus is going around the lake. You can enjoy yourselves. Here we are. Please get off and watch your step. Remember to return to the bus in 20 minutes. Thank you.
听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入答题卡对应的横线上。每空一词，短文读两遍。
If you want to tell the world a Chinese story, what will you choose to talk about? 20 middle school students, at a speaking competition, offered their own answers. The competition was held earlier this month. Some students talked about traditional culture. Some mentioned the modern technology. But most students chose to share their personal stories. For example, a student talked about how his mother worked hard to raise him. After the speaking competition, there are some good influences. First, the speakers develop their language skills and interests. Second, most listeners were touched by the stories. Third, telling stories like that is a good way to help foreigners know about the changes in Chinese society and understand China better. Such a kind of speaking competition can help bring China to the world.
If you want to tell the world a Chinese story, what will you choose to talk about? 20 middle school students, at a speaking competition, offered their own answers. The competition was held earlier this month. Some students talked about traditional culture. Some mentioned the modern technology. But most students chose to share their personal stories. For example, a student talked about how his mother worked hard to raise him. After the speaking competition, there are some good influences. First, the speakers develop their language skills and interests. Second, most listeners were touched by the stories. Third, telling stories like that is a good way to help foreigners know about the changes in Chinese society and understand China better. Such a kind of speaking competition can help bring China to the world.